Hello.
Hello, my name is Enzo Hernandez from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events. This number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Do you probably vote?
I would say it's a 100% chance.
Thank you. Would you please tell me your age?
50.
I'm sorry, you said 50?
60. 60.
In Florida, the media described people as either black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Me? I'm just human.
What about your ethnicity, sir?
I don't believe in ethnicity. We're all human. We all have red blood, brother. I don't even single out that stuff. I don't. And when I go to sign, you know, when they want that affirmative action stuff on paper, you know, when you fill out application stuff, I always put it in, don't want to be part of it. Because I think it's just something else to separate us all.
Okay. Okay, would you say black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic?
With regard to what?
How would you describe yourself?
I wouldn't describe myself as any of them. So is that a problem?
Okay.
Seriously, I wouldn't. I'm human.
No problem. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
It's hard to say. Currently they're headed in the wrong direction, but they're very soon going to be changing into the right direction.
Okay.
That's nationally too.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Well, the Republican candidates that are out there right now in Congress, they're nuts. I wouldn't vote for them for any reason. I would vote for a scarecrow. So, as long as the other side isn't nuts, and if the other side is just as nuts going the other way, I just won't vote for that position.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you for your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I research one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, just let me know.
Okay.
First, Donald Trump.
I can't stand Donald. I know him personally. He tried to sleep with me. He thought I was a chick at one time back in 1987, and I put a beard on his pants. He's an asshole.
Okay. Would you say very unfavorable?
Oh, beyond unfavorable. He's the bottom of the barrel as far as humanity goes. He's just awful. He's just a selfish, narcissistic sociopath. He's nuts. And I know how he ever got chosen to run for office, I have no idea. But I've known him for years and years and years, and I can't stand him.
All right, thank you.
And I've told that to his face countless times.
Ron DeSantis.
I like Ron. I like Ron DeSantis quite a bit. Very favorable with Ron. I don't like it when he tries to not be himself. For instance, when he's, the whole book, you know, burning thing, you know, with him pulling books off the school shelves was stupid. I mean, but he had, you know, he literally said that he has to do stuff like that, or a lot of the crazy Republicans in the state of Florida just won't, you know, they just won't take him seriously unless he does something stupid like that every like 6 months or something. But I like Ron DeSantis as a person and also as a leader. He's a very good leader.
Okay. Thank you. Thomas Califux.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Thomas Califux?
I don't know him.
Okay.
Not familiar with him.
Kamala Harris?
Oh, Kamala Harris. I think she's an absolutely brilliant woman. And for her to achieve what she's done with very little assistance, and even to be nominated like she is, to be running for president, is just goes to show you that she's done some good things in life.
Okay, would you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
I would say very favorable.
Thank you.
Very favorable for her.
Project 2025.
I'm not familiar with it. What is it?
Okay. I wouldn't be able to tell you what it is, sir.
Okay.
Darren Soto.
You mean Santos?
No, Darren Soto.
Oh, Darren Soto? No, I'm not familiar with Darren. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the lobbyist.
No. Okay. Democrats in Congress.
Some are good, some are bad. Just like the Republicans. Some are good, some are bad.
Okay. Joe Biden.
That's an unfair question. Because I work for the government, and the reason, and Joe Biden, you know how he was asleep, you know, it seemed like he was asleep when he was, debating Donald Trump, you know, that one night.
Right.
So the only reason he was like that is because he spent the previous 2 days up for 2 days straight reading a report that I wrote for him. So, I actually am, what he did after he read the report, was absolutely the most brazen and amazing thing I've ever seen anybody do as far as a politician goes. And I'm not really a huge politician, a fan of politicians, but he did something amazing that I didn't think he had in him. So the only recollection, the only thing I really know about Joe Biden, other than the fact that he's been, you know, in politics forever and ever and ever, and he's, you know, rather old, but his last step and his last hurrah will go down in history and when all is told as one of the most gutsy moves ever made.
Okay. Would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable?
I'd say somewhat favorable, somewhat. You know, I don't like a lot of those things that he did either, you know, back in the day.
Mega Republicans.
I can't stand them. Can't stand them. Strongly dislike mega Democrats, too. So if you ask that question next.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I strongly approve at what he just did. What he just did took, you won't even know yourself for at least another couple months, but when you find out, you'll be amazed.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I have to say I have to pass because I don't really know much about the person.
Okay, no problem.
I'm sorry to say that.
And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump and the Republican Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
I would vote for anybody but Donald Trump. I would literally vote for a squirrel versus Donald Trump. We don't need 4 more years of that crap.
Would you say Kamala Harris?
So I would say Kamala Harris. Yes, definitely I would vote. No doubt. I would vote for anybody over him.
Thank you. If the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Muckersell Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Well, funny thing is, I'm really not even a Democrat, but I can't stand Rick Scott because of how much money he stole from Social Security and Medicare. So I would go with the Democrat just because Rick Scott is a thief.
Thank you. If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Kellefux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
I don't know either one, so I would actually not vote for that seat. Because I don't know enough about it. So I'm sorry to say that. I wouldn't vote.
As you may know, there will also be an amendment for the to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I don't quite understand it. Can you read that again, please?
Yes.
So this isn't abortion, this amendment. What is it? It's about children having, minors having permission or having signatures? Is that what this is?
It says, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion.
I would vote for that. Sure. Why not? I would.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress.
Okay.
Colonel Thomas Colorfoot is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Colorfoot will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Colorfoot will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver this for Central Florida.
A legislator.
He worked to pass...
You didn't say it correctly. My apologies. Yeah, I didn't mean to correct you like that. My apologies.
I'm sorry. What was the right pronunciation, sir?
You called him legislature, whereas he's a legislator tour. So it's a little bit different. You said like legislation instead of legislator.
No apologies.
So no. That's, I didn't mean to step on your toes, and that was rude of me. I apologize. Okay.
Thank you.
I didn't know if you knew or didn't know. That's why I was saying it. So forgive me if you feel uncomfortable about me saying that. It wasn't meant as a fact.
Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation to expand health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. Now, if the election for the United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Colorfoot, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
I would probably go with the Democrat on that one.
Okay, thank you.
Because the Republican isn't saying anything. It's like he's not standing for anything. He's basically saying, I'm a Republican, elect me. That's really what he's saying. He's not saying any, he has no stances on anything. And tough on the border, what does that mean? I mean, obviously he doesn't even know our history, because the Monroe Doctrine of 1812 made everybody in Central and South America U.S. citizens anyways. So it's all a pile of BS.
Okay.
And people can't get the Monroe Doctrine.
Thank you. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Securing our border, making health care affordable for working families, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, protecting abortion rights, protecting Social Security and Medicare, lowering inflation and gas prices, tackling crime and improving public safety, lowering grocery prices, making owning a home more affordable, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida.
I like that. Go on, sorry.
Ending the gun violence epidemic, promoting traditional values in school, bringing down rent prices.
I have to choose one?
Yes.
Abortion rights, protecting them.
Okay, thank you. And which is the next most important issue? Securing our border, making health care affordable for working families, creating
groceries, keeping prices down at the grocery store. That's number two. People need to eat good food.
Thank you. Now let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate.
Okay.
Here's the first one. Thomas Galifux will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. Would this be very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
What was the last statement you said?
Thomas Galifux will put an end to the border crisis.
What did you say at the very end? Go ahead.
Taking advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies.
All right, you said that just before you said something else.
How convincing would it be? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
First of all, that it wouldn't be convincing at all because one, it's BS. We had a bipartisan agreement for the border protection. It's called complete revamp of the immigration system. It was fantastic. It was bipartisan, and Trump told all the Republicans not to sign it at the very last minute because he needed it to be part. He needed the immigration issue to be on the table during his campaign. So they all followed suit. But yet they had a fantastic plan.
Okay. Would you say no effect?
His plan? He would have known. What he just said there would have absolutely zero effect on me. Because it actually shows inept and really not very educated that the guy is.
Thank you. Thomas Galifux will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Galifux will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness.
And my thoughts on that?
Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect at all, because we've had programs in place for the people who come back with some mental health issues, and they are working, and it's actually doing a hell of a lot better than it did years and years ago. But you're always going to have a few that, no matter what, just can't seem to help.
Okay, thank you. Thomas Galifux is a fiscal conservative who will rein in and out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
Where is he writing this material? This material, it almost sounds like from like 45 years ago. It's horrible. I mean, that no effect whatsoever. That's another dumb statement. What is it? Is this guy really running? I mean, is he really?
I wouldn't be able to tell you, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry?
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Oh, you couldn't tell me if he's really running for office or not? Or is this like a setup thing? Okay.
You're talking about Thomas Galifux?
Yeah. Is he really running for office?
Yes, sir.
He's actually a candidate?
Yes, sir.
Maybe I should go back to being a Republican like I was before I switched a few months ago. Maybe I should have ran. God. That's horrible.
Thank you. Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. Would this be very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect. Because that's another BS statement.
Thank you. Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and legal entry.
Yeah.
This be very no, convincing. Somewhat, no, no. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
That is 100% correct. That's really, I 100% agree with that. Probably the best statement I've heard any of these candidates make yet, that one right there.
Thank you. Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
By far the incumbent, because the other guy doesn't seem like even ready for a position like this. He's not saying anything. And he's just trying to, it's like he's watching Fox News and repeating what they say on Fox News just to people's trigger points without any substance. So yeah, and there's no way.
So, sorry, you say you will vote for Thomas Califux or Darren Soto?
No way I would vote for that guy. He's not qualified, not even close. And he doesn't even know what's going on. I'll be Soto.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for the candidate, only some doubts, or would it have no effect?
Okay.
Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket.
Complete disagree. Did I lose you? Hello?
Yes. As chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Califux voted to give himself a 3.8% pay raise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families.
He's a businessman. You ever notice a businessman who ever gave himself a pay cut? Yeah, come on. Yeah, no, that wouldn't affect me voting for him at all. That wouldn't affect anything.
Thank you. Califux called for a, quote, complete overhaul of the existing healthcare system, the Affordable Care Act, which would roll back healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. Would this raise serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
That would raise serious doubts. I mean, just him saying it, it's just supposed to show you how... Well, I guess uneducated he really is about the topic. I mean, it's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress.
What criminals? Tell me about the criminals, because you're making a statement that's not true. So I don't understand this. Who is he asking this? Because that statement is completely false about criminals coming across the borders. That's 100% incorrect. So where does this come from?
I will not be able to tell you, sir. Would you say this has no effect on your voting?
That's a question I wouldn't even. I mean, first of all, you're predisposing somebody to the thought that criminals are coming across the border, and they're not. So I don't understand why you're even asking that question.
Okay. Thank you. Yep. Mega landlord Thomas Califux went to court to evict over 50 small businesses. including a church in Kissimmee, and has tied up the courts pursuing a host of small claims suits.
Yep. This I do know.
Would you say serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Serious doubts. I mean, it's very, to be honest with you, you know, I do know a little bit about him, and he does not like Hispanic people at all.
Okay.
He's a racist.
Thomas Califf personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office.
Yeah, a scammer.
Would this be serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Serious doubts. This guy's a crook. He's a scammer.
Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califf, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
I would vote for the Democrat. No doubt. Whatever his name is. What is it? Soto? Sotos?
Yes, sir. Darren Soto.
Yep, I would vote for him over this idiot. Oh, my God. Can't believe this guy.
What is your primary source for national and political news? Local network affiliates? Cable news networks, your local newspaper, El Nuevo Día, talk radio, Orlando Sentinel, internet-based news sources, social media apps or services?
I primarily read the National Public, NPR. Is that in there? And also, primarily independent sources. Is really what I read. Is that in there?
Independent.
So in other words, I don't read, like, from, let's say it's, a television station that's owned by a certain corporation because they have a stance. I actually, unbiased, I watch. But they actually, tell the whole news. So I don't know what that would be if you said that.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
I voted for some other candidate.
Thank you. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
Master's.
Thank you.
Master's degree.
Do any children under age of 18 live in your home?
Zero.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm conservative.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Say somewhat.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great night.
You're welcome. You too. Thank you.